Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Martin.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney. And we're just two Kathleens who are screaming from the mountaintops that we love using Canva for interior design.
And in this episode, we are sharing the step-by-step process of how to create a functional mood board to plan out a room with actual products you can buy.
And we spent a lot of time on this really comprehensive Canva template that we're selling on our website for just $9.99. That's $9.99 that we spent a lot of time on to help you get your mood board started, because I promise you, you're going to save yourself a lot of money just mapping this stuff out ahead of time.
Yeah, I think with any new technology, it can be scary and overwhelming to learn something new, but we are breaking it down for you. I have a background in teaching. So I recorded some videos where I'm going through the process step by step, and you can follow along.
But first, let's get into some housekeeping, shall we?
Housekeeping.
Kathleen, you introduced me to this concept, and I cannot believe that I haven't heard of it before. The everything shower.
It's done by the youngins.
The Gen Zers.
And my old millennial soul. My first thing, the number one thing that comes to my mind is, what's their water bill like?
I know. The concept is that you take a 3-hour shower.
It blows my mind.
First of all, I don't like my bathroom that much. And maybe that's my issue. I need like a more luxurious bathroom to want to stay in the shower that long.
My shower is disgusting. There's so much mold.
I know. That's why Kathleen and I are both in the infancy steps of doing bathroom remodels. Mm-hmm. And it really gets me thinking, like, if you had no budget and no space confinement,
right,
what would be in your dream bathroom?
Well, in my real bathroom that we are making upstairs, the shower is going to have a bench.
You know you've made it when you have a shower with a bench.
Have I?
Goals.
So I can start doing everything showers. Water bills be damned. Dream bathroom. I don't know. I'm struggling with this because I have to pick out tile.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of searching and mood boarding and like, what do I even like? I don't know. Because I want to do something really cool, but I've never designed something that lasts forever, like a permanent tiles.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling with what to choose. I don't even know what would be in my dream bathroom.
You know, I've done 3 bathrooms in the past, 1 full bathroom and then 2 powder rooms. And I defaulted to black and white tiles both times because there's something so permanent about putting tile in, because tile is a lot of time and money.
It's forever. I feel the same way.
And then you see all of these beautiful images on Instagram and Pinterest where they have amazing colorful tiles. Like, who is that bathroom that we like? Is it Rachel from Banyan Bridges?
Yeah, Banyan Bridges worked with Fireclay. She has really cool bathrooms. And Natalie Papier also did. She did that yellow and white striped bathroom.
Oh, really cool. Wasn't there like a strawberry component to that?
I think it was like a little stool.
Oh, strawberry stool. We'll link both of those bathrooms from Banyan Bridges and Home Ec Op in our show notes. But it's like photos like that that make me want to go really bold when you're designing a bathroom. So what do you have planned? Like, what tile colorscape are you doing?
So I have a mood board, and so far I'm really loving the tile from Zia.
Z-O-Z-I-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I think I follow them.
So I've really been inspired. I took my honeymoon in Italy, and I've been inspired by classic mosaic designs.
Yeah.
Because I think you can do something interesting, a little funky, but it's also timeless. These things are hundreds of years old. So from Zia Tile, I really like their stars and cross. So the star is a 4-point star. It's actually like a square. And if you took a second square, put it on top, but rotated it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To make a diamond.
Like a Moravian star, kind of.
Sure. And that perfectly interlocks with just an X shape.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting, but classic. And I was liking it in the bone color, which is a creamy white, and
so you get the interesting pattern, but the like a more classic color.
But the second color I was liking is a green.
I am so into green tiles and green bathrooms. I see them everywhere. I would really like to do a green bathroom.
At first, I was thinking for the shower, their Zellige line. This is everywhere. It is a very popular trend. It's slightly, I would almost say, rustic. Mm-hmm. The tiles are regular. They're handmade. They're usually a glossy finish, sometimes iridescent.
Yeah.
And I was thinking they have this rich jade green. But I, unlike my normal design self, I'm like, I don't know if I'll like green forever. I think it will be a stunning look for now.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think down the line. It's not my forever house and I don't want to design for the next person.
I know.
But I think I will end up doing a white shower, gold fixtures, because no one's pushing me into silver.
No, I know. Everyone's like, oh, gold fixtures are too trendy. Like really posh interior designers usually do polished nickel.
See, yeah, I don't give a whatever. I'm going gold for that. But yeah, so it's like the mix of traditional and maybe a little interest in the floor.
You and I were having a fight the other day about Zellige. I think that Zellige is classic. It's here to stay.
I have a hot take that people aren't going to like.
Oh, I know. You think it's too trendy.
I think it's going to become the terracotta of the future. I think it's going to become
don't say that
the rustic backsplash that we have in kitchens.
Yeah.
The textured irregular.
In those Tuscany colors.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I freaking love it.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. I just don't know if I can love it forever.
Okay.
And so I'm sorry.
There are two types of Zellige on the market.
Okay.
There are the Moroccan Zellige tiles that are truly, truly handmade.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are Zellige porcelain tiles that are made from a mold.
Mm.
And so they look handmade, but they're not. And they're the more affordable option. And I put those tiles everywhere in my mom's house when I was redesigning it, because at some point I was just like, I can't make any more decisions.
Yeah.
And now I'm really scared that I made a really bad decision.
No. See, we all have different opinions.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Every single image I see on these websites of the Zellige looks amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to peer into the crystal ball of my own future taste, which changes a lot.
Yeah.
And thinking, what will I like later?
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that this is trendy or here to stay? I'm really into subway tiles, soldier stacked. So they're all vertical on top of each other. Okay, you're wincing right now. What are your thoughts?
It's funny because I'm doing a lot of Pinterest research about how I want the tile to look.
Yeah.
I've been screenshotting and saving things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I find only some instances I like the vertical stack. I definitely like it in a kitchen backsplash.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't.
It's like my favorite thing for some reason.
I think just like any design.
Yeah.
There's good instances. There's good examples. Depends on the color, texture, the finish. I don't love a glass tile. It can be good and bad. I don't know. What about yours?
You know, if I had a mansion and the bathroom could be like essentially a whole floor of a house, I would need a sauna, a steam sauna.
Mm.
Then I would also need the dry heat. What do you call that one?
No. Yeah. No. So a sauna is dry heat.
Okay.
And a steam is steam.
Okay. Steam shower. And then I would, and I think it's kind of weird because I don't necessarily want to take a shower at the same time as my husband, but I like those really big walk-in showers where there can be two people in there at once.
That is the only way to have a successful two-person shower.
Yeah.
Like you think a two-person shower is like this sexy whatever time.
Yeah.
Some person is freezing.
Yeah. Someone is freezing because someone is not getting water on their body.
There needs to be two shower heads. Okay. I thought heated floor.
Yes. Oh, have you seen the videos? I keep getting targeted by this, I guess it's like a stone instead of a towel that you put your dishes to dry on, mm-hmm. it's this piece of stone that absorbs and evaporates water right away.
Yeah.
A whole bathroom where that material is the floor, so there's never a wet spot.
Interesting.
There's nothing worse than putting on your socks in your bedroom, going back into the bathroom for something, and you step in a pile of water. It's like,
ugh. Okay. Now that we're talking, I'm thinking more things.
Uh-huh.
Outlets in a drawer for yeah. hair tools. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really do my hair, but in theory, maybe I would mm-hmm. if I didn't have to go into my living room to get my hair dryer out of my living room dresser. I want enough storage where nothing has to be out.
Yes. Yes.
Aesthetic countertop, uh-huh. everything hidden.
I would never want to see a bottle ever.
Ever again.
I wonder if there's a way to make a shower with like a pocket door made of tile. So,
what?
So you don't have to see your bottles in the shower.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
like a pocket door over the niche.
That's so funny. In the shower that we're creating.
Yeah.
We were figuring out where to put that. And Brian, my husband, was like, what about the back walls? Like, no, I don't want to look at those bottles. Mm-hmm. So we're going to put it on the shower head wall, which you only will see kind of if you are really in the bathroom.
Yeah, if you come in from a certain angle.
Yeah, it's kind of hidden. But yeah, I agree with that. I did see a shower design from a high-end designer. I have no idea who, but was talking about that where they had like a half wall and then the glass and you can only see the bottles if you're in the shower.
Yeah, yeah. So from the doorway, if someone's passing by, you can't really see the bottles. It's something that people don't think about a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I am very into the idea of like secret hidden storage lately. Mm. So I just want like invisible pocket doors and pocket cabinets everywhere where I put everything away.
Another thing that I saw when I was planning my bathroom is a mistake people make.
Mm-hmm.
Having to enter the shower to turn the shower on.
Do you mean like having the knobs on the outside?
No. They're in the shower, but you should be able to stand outside the shower, reach your arm in, turn it on without having to get all wet.
Oh, I see. Like, so you don't have to get fully naked before you turn the shower on.
Right.
That sounds like a rich person problem to me. Like you have a giant walk-in shower.
No. It can happen to anyone. If you make your shower door swing the wrong way and you have to go around it or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Let's get into the grout and the mortar of this episode, shall we?
Yes. Canva.
Design time.
So Canva is a graphic design software that lets you design basically anything.
You can get on your phone. They now have a desktop application. I use it on my Mac computer. They have one for PCs as well.
I listen to How I Built This. I love that podcast.
Oh, they did an episode about Canva?
Yeah, with Guy Raz. Oh. Love him. And Canva started out as a yearbook company.
What?
They bought enormous printers, had them in their homes, and they were designing yearbooks for high schoolers, for high schools. And like, they were like the yearbook manufacturer.
Of Australia. That's crazy. How many years ago is that? That's insane.
Not even that many years, but through typical entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. they pivoted because they wanted to make graphic design accessible for everyone.
Here's the thing. I'm a professional graphic designer. I did it for years. I did it before Canva was big.
Mm-hmm.
And my job would have been 100 times easier had Canva existed when I was working still in corporate America, like it exists today.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard the argument where professional graphic designers were like, I don't like this. Canva makes my job less relevant. My clients don't need me as much. If you are a graphic designer, you still have the touch.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can make templates for your clients and then they can just use those templates and you can sell those templates. And it's like evergreen money always coming into your business. I don't see any threat to the graphic design business because Canva exists.
I know many graphic designers that use Canva.
Yeah.
It just puts everything in one place. I use Photoshop. I use the Adobe Creative Cloud, but yeah. Canva gets the stock images, the shapes, the yeah. graphics, the GIFs, templates to start your creative journey.
Yeah.
All in one place. So accessible. Do it on your phone. Do it on the computer. They offer almost everything for free.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both pay for the pro version.
Yeah. And I think upgrading is like $9.99 a month. And if you're using it every day and you're using it for work, get your job to pay for it. And this episode is not sponsored by Canva.
Yeah, Canva, we love you.
Yeah, we would love to be Canva ambassadors because we truly use it in every facet of our business and like in our regular lives too, when we're doing a mood board mock-ups, when we're designing rooms.
I was just saying to my best friend, Kathy, only Kathleen's here.
I know it's really funny that your business partner and your best friend are both named Kathleen.
She does presentations for her company in PowerPoint. And she was like pushing herself to learn new techniques and to make better presentations. I was like, just use Canva.
Yeah.
Why are you like, you don't need to, what's the saying? Like create the mold.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Reinvent the wheel. Like,
create the mold. You are definitely a potter.
Okay. So we are talking specifically though, Canva's great for everything.
Yeah.
But we're talking functional mood boards.
With products that you can actually buy, because it's really easy to go on Pinterest and make a board on your Pinterest profile that's like dream kitchen and you pin all of these images, but none of these things are actual physical products that you can buy. And that's why Kathleen and I like copying and pasting images from websites that we are considering buying and putting them on a mood board when we're designing a bedroom or a bathroom or a living room.
Any room, because a lot of those dream pins, you look it up and you're like, oh, wow, that couch is $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work. Or it's a Spanish villa and you're not going to get the same vibe in your 1950s Cape Cod. So how do we find real products that we can use in our home and then go from there?
So you'll see in the template that Kathleen and I created that you can buy. I really like the first step is setting the background of what my house kind of already looks like. I like to make sure that I have the right wall color on there if I'm keeping the wall color that's already in my house. And then also I look on Google Images for similar flooring.
I don't do that, but that is interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I go, I look up, I find, you Google Image hardwood flooring, you find something that looks similar, you put it in your Canva template, you can copy and paste just plain white trim or any color trim that you have in your house, put it on your template. And so you actually have a canvas that looks like your house. If you're using a couch or a rug in your mock-up of things you already own, go to the store online where you bought them or find something similar so you can actually see what the products you want to add to your room look like with your existing room.
That's smart. So let's talk about gathering the images.
Yeah.
The best way to get those images into Canva is copying and pasting or screenshotting.
I think in the last episode, we're like, make a folder and start saving images. We decided that that's not the way to go. I prefer to copy and paste directly from the website. Some websites, the way that the code is written, the JavaScript, you can't copy and paste for whatever reason.
They don't want it.
They don't want it. Kathleen and I really like screenshots.
I have so many screenshots. It has taken over my desktop.
I know.
It's a disaster.
You have to remember to delete the screenshot. When you upload it into Canva, you don't need a hard copy on your computer anywhere.
That's true.
And Canva also, like, it lets you just drag images into Canva or they have an upload feature.
Right.
And when you drag the images in, it puts it in the upload folder for you. So it doesn't matter which way you do it. And here's the key about always being able to figure out where that couch is from or where that rug is from. Canva, if you right click on any image that you upload into Canva or drag into Canva, you right click on it and there is this option for linking.
Mm-hmm.
You can link every single image to the website where you found it from. So you're never like, oh shoot, this really cool pillow with green stripes and pink fringe. Where did I find that on the internet? It's already linked right in Canva. You can click right on it and it's going to open in a browser.
Yeah, that's important because even if you just screenshot it, it's not going to get you back to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely keep track of those links so you can purchase.
Yeah.
That's the point. On our little ebook, you'll see our tricks for screenshotting, whether it's a Mac or a PC.
Mm-hmm.
But like Kathleen said, the next step, which is so important, and really going to make the difference of making this mood board look realistic so you can layer items on top of each other is removing the background of an image.
Yes.
Canva has a background remover that's part of their paid version, the Pro. But if you want to use that same tool for free, there is a website that I love. It's called www.remove.bg. It's a really good website. And this is an instance where I use copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just go to the website or whatever image you're doing, you know, copy it from there if it allows you, and then paste it into remove.bg. It does a really good job of removing the background. And then you can, same thing, right click, copy it again, paste it into Canva. Sometimes you have to download. I have had no issues with that.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the site. It seems very reputable.
Yeah.
It's free. It's an extra step, but it works really well.
Yeah.
Or if you have the paid Canva subscription, they have it built in right into the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's as easy as a click. It just says edit and an image, and we'll show you this in our ebook. Takes the background out. It's not 100% perfect every time.
Yeah.
Because it is like using AI, but they have a brush where you can restore mm-hmm. or you can erase. So you can get really specific. I was doing for my bedroom a mock-up of a bed, but the photo on the website had all these other products in the image and I only wanted the bed.
Yes.
So I went in and just erased specific details mm-hmm. that I didn't want. And kept the rest.
I love the fact that you can remove backgrounds from images and then you can layer your items on top of each other, because seeing that layering effect gives you a much better idea of what your room is actually going to look like, as opposed to just like pasting items next to each other. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I do this all the time. It's so important. So I'll start with a rug. And what Canva allows you to do is you can crop the image by just dragging aside. So typically, say if a rug was too big, I would just crop it from the top. So I just see the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a bed on top.
Yeah.
And then I put the nightstand. And I was able to see how that duvet cover looked with the rug and all those details. But I will give one important tip for layering. You have to pay attention to scale, because when you have these images in Canva, it's easy to be like, oh, I want to make this wallpaper bigger to fill the space. But the scale of a print might be very small.
Yeah.
And if you drag that image to be bigger, you're actually creating a different pattern effect.
Yeah. It's a different scale of the
pattern. Yeah. Different scale of the pattern. It mm-hmm. might be a really large flower instead of a small flower. So in that case, if it's something that you need to fill up a bigger area, just copy and paste or duplicate that little section of wallpaper.
Yeah.
Or even I'll do that for rugs if I want the rug to be bigger.
Yeah.
So just make sure when you're layering that you're paying attention to how big something is in real life
mm-hmm.
when you put it into your mood board.
And what I love about Canva too is that it gives you, like, when you start a new Canva, I guess you call it a canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Within this canvas, you have multiple pages. It kind of like pages like a book.
Endless.
Endless pages. I love being able to put a room together, duplicate that page so I have an identical mood board
mm-hmm.
and then swap out a few things and duplicate it again and swap out a few things, because it really gives me a great idea of seeing different iterations of what I want the room to look like all next to each other.
Yeah, it's like non-destructive editing. So mm-hmm. you can keep your original intact, create different options.
Yeah.
And it's as easy as a one button click. We'll show you how to do it.
Yeah. And like if you put your bed in one part of the mood board and you want to make multiple iterations and you don't want to accidentally move the placement of that bed ever again,
mm-hmm.
you can lock items in Canva, which I wasn't really using that feature until I started working with Kathleen, and she's like, why haven't you locked that? You keep moving that element over and over and over again. I'm like, oh my God, you're totally right. So it's just like all of these little things that Canva does. They also have stock images in Canva if you're looking for something that you want to toy with. We were playing with their new AI feature a little bit.
We could have spent all day. It is hilarious. Doesn't work perfectly, but we did have some instances
mm-hmm.
where it worked really well. Basically, you just paint over an area you want to change.
Yeah.
I added a new dress to a photo of my sister-in-law. It was 100% convincing.
Yeah. And I pasted in a picture of a couch that had a pillow. And then I highlighted the area where the pillow was. And I think the pillow was like just cream. And I said, put in a pink pillow. Sure enough, Canva, the AI, swapped it out for a pink pillow. Was that pink pillow aesthetically pleasing? Not really. But it gave me the idea of what a pink pillow would look like on that couch. And it was faster than finding a pink pillow on the internet and dragging it in and, you know, messing with the placement. So I think that is an interesting feature that interior designers will continue to sort of play with in Canva moving forward. You know, there have been times where I'm looking at this mock-up that I did. It's so funny. I did this mock-up probably like 3 years ago, and I called it the spicy mustard room.
Totally.
Because the wall color is spicy mustard from Benjamin Moore. And it's like this chair that I wanted from West Elm, and I put a sconce behind it and a little drink table next to the chair for like a book. And I did artwork on the wall, and I added trim to this photo, mm-hmm. which is genius because you and I have been on our soapboxes about doing statement trim, pops of color on your trim. And if you just find white trim from the internet, copy and paste it into your Canva, remove the background so all you see is the trim, you don't see any white background, you can use their photo editor feature to change the color of that trim. And they've like got a bunch of filters where you can adjust the color of the trim. And I think that that is a really cool way to see what a really bold trim would look like in a room.
Yeah, that is really cool. Another feature we have to talk about is image positioning.
Yes.
And it's sending things forward and backwards.
Yeah. It's all about that layering.
Yeah. Or you might be familiar with the order positioning in PowerPoint.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like if you're putting down a rug and then you're trying to put a bed or a couch on top, and the rug is on top of the couch mm-hmm. and it's not working, you just have to send the rug backwards or send the couch forwards. So you just have to mess with the order. Mm-hmm. Canva has a new update where it actually shows you the order of everything, and you can move things up and down.
Yeah.
Or you can do them individually, sending things to back or forward.
Yeah, that you can really, really make a room look realistic. Mm-hmm. It's just endless ways that you can use these mock-ups on social media, for work. If you're trying to convince your partner that it's time to get a new couch, right? Ooh, so show fun. Them all the iterations of the different couches and the price points. I think that is brilliant.
And like we said, it just makes your life easier. Don't go rogue. Don't buy one thing at a time and hope it works.
Yeah.
Make smart, strategic choices by creating a mood board, putting the products next to each other on one page, and getting that true sense of what it's going to look like.
You know what would be so fun? Get your friends together. Mm-hmm. Okay, right? Pour yourself a glass of wine or tea or whatever it is that you're drinking. And everybody has Canva and there's a timer. Design the most beautiful room for under $300, where everybody does a mood board, and whomever comes in, you know, at the lowest price and the nicest room, you all vote. That sounds like a really fun night to me.
Kathleen, how are you designing a room in under $300?
I don't know. You're right. $300 is that's
okay, $1,000.
$1,000.
Design a room for $299.
Well, if you like have a really, really strict budget, absolutely, Canva is worth the investment to get the most bang for your buck, seeing these items, you know, the discounted items all together, so you're not making financial mistakes buying things that really don't work together.
But don't forget, you can get almost all of the features of Canva for free. You don't have to pay for Pro. And you can use any image. So you could, if you're buying something on Facebook Marketplace, take that image and put it into Canva.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be new items. If your grandma has a lamp that you love, take a photo of it, take out the background, put it into Canva.
Yes. And, you know, it's worth exploring getting Canva Pro for like a month if you only need it for like a small project for a certain amount of time, canceling it, because the things that you made in your paid Canva account when it goes back to being a free account, they don't get deleted. You still have access to them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that leads us into our social shout out of the day.
Social shout out.
I cannot get enough of this account at Studio Dugan, and it's Studio S-T-U-D-I-O, and then D-U-G-G-A-N, Studio Dugan, Studio Dugan. I think it's Dugan. What do you think?
I have no idea.
For some reason, you and I, we always gravitate towards British interior designers.
Yeah, it's such a funny coincidence.
And there is this breakfast nook by Studio Dugan that keeps coming up. It is like a very pale slate robin's egg blue in this kitchen that's getting a lot of light. There is a corner bench. I love a good corner bench. And the fabric on the bench is this black and white diagonal upholstery, and the legs are turned wood with these like sphere details, and it is, the whole thing is beautiful. They've got great artwork, great sconces, great use of chairs, rattan chairs. What's that? The rattan chairs are on these like metal C-shaped. What is the name of that chair?
Cantilevered, but they're like a Sesca chair. That's, the original is from Italy.
Anyway, this whole look, I would love to recreate this. And doing it in Canva, finding all of these products, but like in places that I can actually buy here in America, and copying the paint color. This is the perfect example. Studio Dugan trying to recreate their like really beautiful, sophisticated, layered looks with their drapery and all of their beautiful wallpapers and rugs. Great account to try and recreate for yourself to work in your home using a mood board.
Yes, it's such a beautiful space.
It just, it shows me that I need to keep working on my style, and the way to get better is by using mood boards.
Yeah, that's a good point. We just need to keep finding what we like and working towards it.
Everything that we talked about on this podcast, all of the links and stuff, you can find in our show notes. Follow us at Kathleen Can Do It on everything.
You can follow me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life.
And me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
You can join our Facebook group. Just search Kathleen Can Do It, DIY and Design Group. What's going on in there these days?
I'm looking at the post that Michelle put up about her dining room. Did you see that one?
I did. I love the box trim she added.
So Michelle wrote in the group that she generally goes for creamy white colors on her walls, like Benjamin Moore's alabaster. I have used Benjamin Moore alabaster in the past. I like that color. But she's feeling bold, and she's thinking about putting black walls in her dining room.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I am too. But Michelle, you have like dark espresso floors. And so what I did was I went to Pinterest. I typed in moody dining room with dark floors. And what came up were a lot of rooms that instead of using black, they used shades of like a dark moody green or a dark moody slate blue. I'm saying that Claire Paint's Current Mood, which is like this really cool stormy green, I think that that would look great in the room with a bright white trim. And I know I usually don't like white trim, but you have a dark floor and you're going to do dark walls. I think that would be the look. Kathleen, what dark color would you put in a dining room with dark espresso floors?
It's tough. I don't know. I kind of am still team black, or like a really deep gray. Black. My sister used a, I think it's Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams. I don't know. It's called Raccoon Fur.
I was the one who asked you about the color of that, like the exact name of that color when you were sending me pictures of your sister's house.
No, it's Benjamin Moore.
Really? Raccoon Fur? Hang on a second. This could work for Michelle. Yes, do it. Benjamin Moore, Raccoon Fur. That's your color.
It's like a gray, black, blue.
With green, if that makes sense. Undertones?
It's everything all at once.
Oh my, I think this is my new favorite color. I'm obsessed. Well, good luck with that, Michelle. Let us know how it turns out. And don't forget, if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too.
We'll be right back.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.